Christmas is here everywhere.
A song called Where Are You Christmas comes from the film How the Grinch Stole Christmas. It starred Jim Carrey some years ago. And I hadn't actually known that's where it came from. I've heard that on the radio myself and learned that just a few minutes ago before opening the phone line with my next guest here on Live and Local. I should say my first guest today on Live and Local. His name, Matthew Valla. He is education director for the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield. And he is in that role, in charge of a program happening tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, called A Very Hoagland Christmas, that will feature a number of artists from that area, and also a couple of groups, or three groups, for of whom he, I believe, is in charge, called the Hoagland Kids, Teens, and Juniors. He's my guest this portion of Live and Local. Thanks for joining us on the show.
Thanks for having me.
So I'll let you talk first about those groups, the Hoagland Kids and Teens. I was reading an article. I'm actually not sure where I found it online, when you and Gus Gordon, who is actually going to be hosting this program, were originally kicking around the idea of having some sort of youth outreach program for the Hoagland Center. You want to tell us a little bit about those programs?
We did. Back in 2010, we kind of did an experiment here by doing an all-teen production at the Hoagland Center for the Arts. And that sort of kicked off the idea of what if this facility housed educational programs that happened on the weekend for kids to come and learn about singing, acting, and dancing, and backstage work. And so last year, we started our first year of the Hoagland Kids and Teens. And Hoagland Kids are fourth graders through seventh graders, and Hoagland Teens are eighth graders through seniors in high school. And we had 44 students last year, and this upcoming year we added a new program taught by another Springfield performer. Her name's Mary Kate Smith, and that's Hoagland Juniors, and that's first graders through third graders. And we have 104 kids that are enrolled in the program. And we have classes on Saturday mornings from October through May. And these kids are part of two main stage productions here at the Hoagland, one being the show that opens tomorrow night, Very Hoagland Christmas. And this year, in March, they are going to present the fully staged musical, Shrek the Musical.
The program primarily focuses on preparing kids for theater in some way or another?
It does. We go through different stages within what I consider our school year of education. I teach the kids how to audition for area shows. We talk about choral singing and solo singing. We do acting courses. I bring in individuals from outside the community that help them with different dance techniques through here. And then we also go into makeup and hair design and how they can apply it on themselves when they're in productions, and set design and stage management. So they kind of get to dabble in all areas of the performing arts and figure out where their talents lie within there and what they enjoy. One of the great things that is with this program is we're sponsored by St. John's Children's Hospital. And one of the things when I created the program is I wanted to make sure that these kids not only got the performance aspects of this, but also the ability to give back to the community and have a community outreach program. And so every month I take some of the kids up to the children's hospital and we sing for the patients there. And then we have extra activities that we throw in there. One being with the Hoagland Christmas show, we're doing an extended toy box for Toys for Tots. And the kids are bringing in presents that either they're giving up for Christmas or that they are going to donate to Toys for Tots. And we're trying to help with our audience. If they'd like to bring a toy, our box will be open until after the show on Sunday, and then the people from Toys for Tots will come pick it up. So for me, community outreach and giving back to the community is a big thing for these kids.
How much of the weekend's shows will be devoted to those three kids' programs?
all three programs will be featured in every show this weekend. They are actually filtered throughout our hour-and-a-half show. I've mixed it in with some adult performers that the Springfield or surrounding areas would have seen this past year in Hoagland shows. And the great thing is these kids get to watch these performers and work with these adult performers, and it just gives them almost a mentorship of trying to get as much exposure to area singers and as much knowledge that they can in the performing arts.
Well, tell me a little bit about the structure of the show. What does it encompass? What can people expect overall?
With A Very Hoagland Christmas, I first sat down with all of my Christmas books that I've collected through the years, and one of the fun things is my great aunt used to teach music in Michigan back in the early 20s, 30s, and my grandmother a couple of years ago gave me all of her books that she taught with. So I have all these different music books that I've taken songs and compiled them together. We have about 40 songs that are in the show, and it runs about an hour and a half. And for me, I try to make sure that I get a little bit of every different genre that I can into the show. So everybody has something that they might like, something that they might know, but maybe it's changed the way that it's presented. A great song is I have Frosty the Snowman, and it's actually done in a jazz sort of blues kind of pattern. So it's something that everybody will know the songs there, but maybe not expect them to be sung in that way.
What should folks expect visually and sonically, for that matter? Will the songs, is there an orchestra, piano, combo? What sort of?
There is. We have a combo. We have Karen Ferguson on piano, Rob Stark on bass, and Damian Kaplan on drums. And when they come in, they can just expect to see a ton of Christmas. Everybody that's sort of been within the rehearsals this past week have said that it leaves them with a great Christmas spirit going off into this next week of Christmas. So for me, it's sort of getting you into the groove of Christmas, but also giving the community of Springfield just a great feeling as they move into the Christmas season.
So A Very Hoagland Christmas. You could take out Hoagland, and it's just Very Christmas, as you say.
Yes.
visually and of course, musically. Two performances, three performances overall, two in the evening, Friday and Saturday evening, 7 o'clock, Sunday afternoon at 2 o'clock. And the Hoagland Center, for those who don't know, houses a large number of performing arts groups or just arts groups generally in and around the Springfield area. It's a wonderful resource and set of venues, really, for different sorts of things going on. Matthew Valla is Education Director for the Hoagland Center for the Arts. He's also producing this program. Thanks, Matthew, for joining us, and have a lot of fun on the weekend.
Thank you so much. Singing carols right outside my door.
That song called What Christmas Means and heard here on Live and Local on FM 90.9. That's one of the many songs you can hear in the program that we were just talking about a bit ago, A Very Hoagland Christmas at the Hoagland Center for the Arts in Springfield, Friday and Saturday night and Sunday afternoon. For more information, you can go to their website, which is hcfta.org, Hoagland Center for the Arts.org, hcfta.org. Our program today is made possible with support from Friends of WILL, as always, and in part by a grant from the Illinois Arts Council, an agency of the state of Illinois. My next guests are a brother and sister duo, and when they're together, I guess. Keith Harden has been on the show, a few times now, and Kathy Harden has sung on the show maybe once and has made talking appearances a couple of times, as I recall. And Keith, now living in Nashville, they don't get together as often as either of them would like, I'm sure. But Keith comes back to Champaign-Urbana every once in a while, including every Christmas, for a series of shows, some of which he and Kathy do together. They just had one in Champaign last night. They've got another one in Saybrook tonight. And then Keith has some solo gigs coming, and then Keith doing his annual Keithmas celebration that involves all kinds of folks. And I think I got to it last year.
You were there, right in the thick of it.
In the thick of it. And there were a lot of people. I'm not sure how I managed to do that. I guess it just happened to be at the right time. This year is going to be next Monday at the Iron Post downtown Urbana. Keith Harden and Friends, acoustic, all kinds of music. Keith and Kathy, thanks very much for joining us on the show.
Thank you, Kevin.
Pleasure
to
have you.
Thank you for having us.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Why don't we just let you launch into something? We were listening to some different kinds of music, and you can take your first pick from your expansive repertoire.
Well, I always like to do Happy Christmas by John Lennon and Yoko Ono. I think she co-wrote it, maybe. And Kathy and I did this the other night at Westview Elementary School with all the kids doing the kids' voices.
And what was happening at Westview?
A Christmas music program.
My grandsons go to Westview Elementary School, and my daughter asked me if I would teach and direct the kids, the vocal, all the songs that the kids were singing, and so we spent the last 6 weeks working on that, and it was lots of fun. 110 kids joined the music club.
Wow.
And so it was a wild ride, and we had a pretty fantastic time. And then my daughter Natalie, as it occurred to her that Keith was going to be arriving about the same time as the show, and she said, "Do you think Uncle Keith would come and do Happy Christmas with the kids?" And so we cajoled him, and he agreed to do it. So we had a...
Cajoled.
Mm-hmm.
Good word.
Took a little cajoling.
Well, he's here in town to sing, so he might as well sing and play.
Mm-hmm. Just before we started, I was really impressed with Kathy's conducting skills. She had all the moves, and she was slightly ahead of the beat, just like all the conductors I've ever seen. Or it seems like they're ahead of the beat.
It's probably better.
Or maybe
if
I'm behind
ahead
the beat.
Than behind. Yeah, right.
And you're a conductor, so you know this stuff, right?
Yeah. Well, sometimes I feel behind, but yeah, if the conductor's behind, there's probably a problem.
Well, I'm sure I didn't know all the proper hand gestures and movements, but I was just trying to keep the kids on track.
And as long as that works.
That was the main main thing, and it was so much fun. I've had a kind of a dream of being a conductor for quite some time, so I got to fulfill that dream.
And was that enough of that, or has the bug bit you now?
No, I want to do more.
Okay, yeah, that's what happens.
So they'll grab me up next year for some more volunteer grandma conducting time, so I'll be ready for it.
Not your average grandma, I might say.
Right.
A grandma who sings the blues and now a completely different song. Let's hear it.
There's an interesting note about the song. Some folks know this, but they say Happy Christmas in England instead of Merry Christmas. They say it the other way. They say Happy Christmas and a Merry New Year. So
Okay, so...
I didn't know that until I learned this song.
You all might remember the Yoko Ono parts are super high, and there's children singing among them, so please don't expect me to be on the top of my game for these very high notes.
Okay.
And you won't
right
be
now.
Voice tracking live.
No.
And so this is Christmas. And what have you done? Another year over, and a new one just begun. So this is Christmas. I hope you have fun. Near and the dear one, the old and the young. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, for weak and for strong, for rich and for poor ones. The world is so for black and for white, yellow and red ones, stop all the fight. Have a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Let's hope it's a good one without any fear. And so this is Christmas, and what have we done? Another year over, a new one just begun. So happy Christmas, I hope you have fun.
Christmas.
The Christmas.
And so this is Christmas. I'm sorry, who did you say this?
John Lennon.
Song? John Lennon, okay.
Right.
I did hear that. This is an interesting time to do a radio show. I have discovered in the almost 5 years of doing it that I tend to get sleepy at 4 o'clock.
Me too. That's right when my biorhythms hit.
That's when the show has been now for, I guess, a couple of years, maybe 3, I sort of forget.
Well, we could sing you some really beautiful, warm songs, and you could close your eyes while we sing.
I could close my eyes and then doze off, in which case you better be prepared for the next song.
Well, you need a morning show then.
I had a morning show, and that was rough, I got to tell you. No, it's just I think sometimes it makes my memory even shorter than it is. So you said John Lennon, Yoko Ono. Anyway, that was Keith and Kathy Harden here on Life and Local on FM 90.9. I'm Kevin Kelly. And I have some plantation mint tea going on here, which certainly should help things. Keith, I have to check in with you every time you come. I know that you want to, as you put it in your own bio, to... the center of the songwriter universe in Nashville, and we had a guy here on Monday's show, and I'm now going to be completely embarrassed that I'm blanking on that name at the moment, which I'll come up with, who has spent some time in Nashville pitching songs, as he said, and not with great success, as it turns out. So he made his own record company. How's your song pitching going?
Well, it's kind of like I have my own record company in essence, self-released. Most people now are self-released artists, even people who at one time had record deals. because the whole music industry has changed so much, you know, with the computers, and everybody can get things on, get music off of YouTube and Spotify and things like that. There's not as many people buying CDs. There's still a lot of people buying music, but not the same way that they were. So everybody is having a hard time with pitching stuff. And people who they used to pitch to, like say somebody would pitch songs to somebody like George Jones to record on an album. Well, that generation is dying off. George Jones just died not long ago. And the old-fashioned country music industry, where people would sit around and be songwriters and sell their songs to big-time star recording stars, that's changed because the new group of people, like, say, Taylor Swift writes most of her own songs, and she's the biggest thing in the business. And, you know, even a lot of the people from the generations before, like Vince Gill, he probably wrote most of his songs and then recorded them himself. But there are still some artists that have been around for a long time, like George Strait, some of those guys who they won't write very many themselves. They'll get them from other people. Or Alan Jackson, for example, who John Pinnell got a song of his on an Alan Jackson record.
John Pinnell, former Champaign resident as well.
Right.
Champaign-Urbana.
And then there are a few rare birds like Alison Krauss, who doesn't really write, but she performs everybody else's songs. And so, but a whole lot of the people now that are doing things in the top echelon of the songwriter universe, they write their own songs because they realize if they write the song and then record it themselves under their own name, they make twice as much money that way. And so that's kind of what's going on.
What's the... What's your sense of some of those people you mentioned or some of the other songwriters who are doing very well that they actually started pitching songs to people and then just decide, well, I'll do this myself and then happen to make it big? Is that a common path as far as you know?
I think there's everything that you can imagine. Like there are some people who do a certain percentage of their own songs. And then they may be under pressure from the record company to get a bigger hit. And so they have, say, if there's a new songwriter working for the record company that is not a performer, then they push their song in there. And, you know, it's such a huge universe of different possibilities of how things happen. And I don't really know how they happen. But I do know that there's so many songwriters now in Nashville. There's a TV show called Nashville. It's a mainstream ABC television nighttime show about these performers and singers. And the music that comes from them comes from actual songwriters. The music that they use on the show is all new music. And for the very first submission, they just asked for open submissions for people to submit their song that may end up in the show. For the very first show, there were 50,000 song submissions, and there was only like four or five songs chosen to be played throughout the thing. But 50,000 for just the very first show before people even really knew what the show was about. Now there's about 100,000 probably for each episode of submissions. And there's a few people that sit around and decide which song goes where.
Well, now that's another question. How do you do that? I mean, how do you even decide from among those? And there's no way you can listen to them all. So
yeah,
did you have any songs among those 50 or 100,000?
No, the last thing that I did that kind of got someplace was, I told you this last time, I got two songs in a movie called Abel's Field. And it's an actual mainstream movie that was in Redbox and what's the other thing, Netflix and all that stuff. And so I made some money from that.
So are you living now on the residual?
No, not quite. No. I still have to try to eke a living out as a musician. And
but seriously, did you actually submit a song to Nashville?
No, actually, this is another factor. Almost everything that has happened to me since I've been gone, even when I lived in New York, is because of connections that I already had before I left. You know, I mean, I did some showcases for ASCAP, and that came from knowing John Pinnell, and he steered my song to the screening committee, and I ended up doing that twice. And then the other thing I did, the songs for the movie came from a guy who used to live here, Dana Walden, who is a does music for movies in Hollywood. And so he had known me from before because I played in a band with him called the Water Brothers in the old days. And so he heard my songs and he goes, oh, I want to put those in a movie. And so almost everything, it seems like for me, and I've talked with other people too, that they say the connections that they've made before have somehow led them into something they're doing now. And so anyway.
But you still think you get some good out of living in Nashville? As opposed to coming back here and working more connections from the past?
Well, yeah, because, see, I can do both. I can come back up here. It's a six-hour drive and spend a few days. And so I kind of have the best of both worlds in a way. And then I have my kind of other existence in Nashville where I can just be completely focused on songs and songwriting and recording.
And we should say that you have a new recording called Sky Songs, which I assume you'll have available all week all the gigs you're going to be at.
Yeah, it's. I actually put some over at Exile on Main Street for consignment and also at Record Swap, and then I'll have them on all my gigs with me.
In both those stores, downtown Champaign, right?
Yeah, they're both. One's on Main Street in Champaign and the other one's on University.
And you can figure out whether it's Exile on Main Street or the Record Swap that's on Main Street.
Yeah.
Yeah.
How's that tea doing for you? So I don't know that much about the music business in Nashville, but I know that I'm still there.
You're still there. Well, Keith and Kathy Harden will be at the Shady Nook Pub on South Center Street in Saybrook tonight.
Tonight.
It's Thursday already.
Yeah, tonight.
7 to 10. And then Keith's going to do solo at the Happy Hour at Silver Creek Restaurant in Urbana tomorrow evening, starting at 5:30. And then also solo at Huber's in Champaign on West Church Street. That'll be Saturday night from 8 to 11. And then Keith and Kathy and how many other? I mean, who else can be on the big Keithmas show on Monday night?
Aren't you playing tomorrow too with Devin the Dude? That Devin the Dude are playing tomorrow.
Mm-hmm. At
the Diva and the Dude are at Black Rock Pizza Company on Friday night
in Lincoln Square.
Awesome pizza, great place, great big space. It's a family friendly restaurant, and they have live music every weekend. We'll be there tomorrow night from 6 to 9.
And the Diva and the Dude are, well, the Diva, Kathy Harden, and the Dude, Andy Bale, the guitarist.
Yes.
And they are a current duo playing around quite a bit. Well,
yeah, I had to blurt that out or I would have forgotten.
I'm glad
it.
You did because, you know, I'm you know, what's in front of me are all your gigs, Keith, and Kathy's sitting here, you know.
I know. I was sitting here feeling a little bit slighted. But
she promotes herself on Facebook.
Well, I was going to get my shameless plug in at some point.
Yeah.
For tomorrow night.
Well, keep plugging away.
So we've got Bob Watson on guitar and Dobro on the Keithmas gig. Matt Stewart's going to join us later for guitar and bouzouki. And Kathy will be a big part of it, doing a set. Paul Sabuco and Gloria Rubel are going to do a set. And a friend of mine from Nashville named Chris Miller, who did the show last year. He's a fantastic singer-songwriter. He's going to be doing a set. And then I'll do a set. Then the last set, there may be a couple of surprise guests. I've invited Mark Rubel, who actually just moved to Nashville and works at Blackbird Studio now. And I asked. He said he might come over, and then who else was it that I?
Well, if there's surprises, then you probably shouldn't tell anyone.
Well, no, I mean it'll be a surprise for me if they come. I've invited them. I've invited a couple other folks, a couple of harmonica players, but George Faber won't be there this year, and Jim Cole won't be down there this year because they couldn't make it to town for Christmas. So it'll be a little different this year.
All right. Well, it'll still be a lot of fun. Keithmas next Monday night at the Iron Post in Urbana. What do you want to do next?
Let's do something you sing, Kath, before we do something from Sky Songs.
All right.
That way you won't be slighted.
Oh, no, no. Like I said, today I would really just enjoy being your backup singer, Keith. That's. But I know you want me to sing, so I will.
This is a brother-sister negotiation going on here.
Yes, right, and Keith always
right
wins.
In front of your...
No,
he always wins.
No, you're singing, so you're winning.
He's the big sister. I mean, he's the big brother.
I'm the big sister.
Would you like, how about we do the Sippy Wallace tune?
Okay, that sounds good.
Unless you want to just bust into Merry Christmas, Baby.
Whatever it, whatever you
I
do.
Like the sound of Sippy Wallace.
Sippy Wallace?
All right.
There,
yeah, that's a good one. All right, for you,
let's
Kevin.
Just, there we go. Thank you very much.
So what's the deal with Sippy Wallace?
Sippy Wallace wrote this tune many, many years ago as a warning to all of her girlfriends.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, she wasn't... she was just telling him how it is in this tune. Women, be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man. Don't you sit around gossiping, explaining what your man can really do. You know some women nowadays, well, they ain't no good. They will laugh in your face, try to steal your man from you. Now, women, be wise, keep your mouth shut, don't advertise your man. Now your best girlfriend, we thought she might be a highbrow, I'm telling you, that girl changes clothes 3 times a day. Well, what do you think she's doing now, while you're so far away? You know she's loving your man in your own damn bed. Somebody better call up the doctor and try to investigate her head. Now, women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Your man. Now don't you sit around telling all your secrets, telling all those things your man can do. 'Cause if you talk about your baby and you tell me he's so fine, honey, somebody might just sneak up behind you and try to make him mine. Women, be wise. Keep your mouth shut. Don't advertise your man. Don't be a fool. I said, don't advertise your man.
Kathy Ann Keith Harden here on Live and Local. Sippy Wallace.
Mm-hmm.
When was she around?
She was around in...
20s, 30s,
early
40s?
Early 1900s. Around the 30s is what's... 20s and 30s is what's come into mind.
Blues singer, I assume.
Mm-hmm.
But then she made a comeback, too, because Bonnie Raitt had kind of picked up and discovered her while she was still alive, actually. And she did some performing right toward the end of her life. Sippy Wallace did.
Right. Bonnie did that for Rockin' Ruth Brown and
Charles Brown
and several of the legendary blues performers.
Resurrected
performers.
some of the living writers and singers.
Yeah.
Kathy, I've heard you sing a sadly small number of times because every time I've heard you, I've really enjoyed it a lot. So I don't actually know much of your singing background? I've heard you do the blues. I've heard you do other sort of styles.
I started singing in bands in 1980.
What kind of band was your first one?
It was a top 40 band. And right around, I did that for a couple of years, two or three years. Mm. And then right around that time, I first heard Rockin' Ruth Brown and Etta James and Sippy Wallace. It was really the first time that they had come into my world, and I just really became fascinated by their styles and by the old blues, and I did a lot of listening to them and soaking them in, and so that's where my real love for the blues comes in. And then, you know, I continued to sing in a number of bands that were really mostly doing top 40 type stuff. I sang in a couple of wedding bands and played, you know, everything from Frank Sinatra to Gloria Gaynor, I Will Survive, you know, mm-hmm. Those are the kinds of things that people want at weddings, and is that big variety of music. And then, you know, I was a mother and was taking care of my children also during that time. I went back to school and became a social worker, and I just have had a lot of irons in the fire. But I've done a number of bands. I've done a band or two with Keith, and joined Keith in a duo for 7.5 years, I think.
We did a duo for quite a long time.
And that's where I got to do a lot of the old blues that I love so much.
Yeah, we did lots of blues stuff.
We did a lot of blues.
Well, Kathy sang a lot as a kid, too. When we were little kids, we sang harmonies all the time at home.
Yeah, there was
our whole family, we just sang harmonies a lot because Mom was a really good piano player.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah. So it was, I mean, you say it's like you started in bands, but you started a long time ago.
Well, true. Yeah.
And so we've harmonized for a long, long time.
There was a lot of music in the family.
Yeah.
And
what sort of music was in the family? When you say harmonized, what sort of harmonizing?
Old songs like... my mom taught me my first song. One of my first songs was "The Bells Are Ringing for Me and My Gal,"
yeah.
And then old songs like
"Your Birds Are Singing for
Cheat,
Me and
Your
My
Cheating
Gal."
Heart. You know, there's country stuff. There was popular stuff, and then
"Your Cheating Heart." That's an interesting one to learn when you're what? How old were you?
And then
well, we
Beatles
won't even
songs.
Go there.
We learned Beatles songs.
Yeah.
You know, we could sing all of those because those had the three-part harmonies on a lot of them. So we learned we could just sing those naturally. They just with the radio and stuff. And
Mom was a great piano player, and she was a member of Sweet Adelines. And Dad had a beautiful tenor voice. Sang in church. They you know they also sang and played in church, and so there were a lot of hymns too. And the
old Rugged Cross. Remember that one?
And Jesus Loves Me. That's the first song I remember with Mom at the piano, where she was playing and I was singing, and she put a harmony part on it, and I was just, you know, I was titillated. I was like, "Ooh, I like that." And it's been something I've loved, you know, ever since then, from childhood, is harmony and. And that beautiful blend of voices.
Yeah,
and we,
it's one of my favorite
we have
things.
my mom's side of the family, they were always kind of like the honky-tonk people. I always say they were the hillbillies, and Dad's side were had the music education and the more refined. And so Keith and I kind of come from two very different worlds mixed together, and so that's why we're...
That's where as weird as we are.
That's why we're as crazy as we really are.
Well, you can get it. Do some of those old songs that you first learned ever show up in your shows?
No, not really.
Did you ever think of doing a nostalgia show?
every night.
You know, the
those old blues songs.
The old Hardin Family Christmas or something like that.
You know, maybe one of these days. There's always some people getting in the picture. Sometimes her daughter used to come and sing with us, and we'd sing three-part harmonies. Mm-hmm. Jessica.
And, Kimmy, our younger sister, she comes up and sings You Are My Sunshine. That was an old family song. Mm-hmm. She comes up and we sing that three parts sometimes. And
But since we've gone pro, we don't do music at home anymore.
You're too good for
you're
the family.
No,
is
you're
that
sick
it?
Of it. Oh. It's like when you go home, you want silence.
I can imagine that happening. I can imagine that happening. This is Live and Local. My guests are Kathy and Keith Hardin. Keith is in town from Nashville, where he now lives, and doing a series of gigs, some of them together and some separate. And first of those together is tonight from 7 to 10, which is really the second one because they were performing in Champaign last night. Tonight from 7 to 10 in Saybrook, Illinois, at the Shady Nook Pub. And then Keith going solo Friday and Saturday nights, Friday at Silver Creek for happy hour at 5:30, Saturday and Silver Creek's in downtown Urbana, Saturday at Huber's in Champaign from 8 to 11, and then they and a bunch of other folks at the annual Keithmas event Monday the 23rd at the Iron Post in Urbana. And Kathy will be with Annie Baylor, the Diva and the Dude, tomorrow night from 6 to 9.
The Deviant and the
Deviant
Dude.
And the Dude.
The Diva was, yeah. And the Dude, yes.
The Diva and the Deviant.
Tomorrow night, 6 to 9. And where was that?
At the Black Rock Pizza Company in Lincoln Square.
Right, in Lincoln Square.
Bring the family.
So that'll be a family show.
It's a big place with games for the kids and lots of space, and so it's and wonderful pizza, and I call it the House of Love. It's owned by and operated by Steve Love, so
the House of Love. Yeah. Our broadcast today is made possible in part by a grant from the Meredith Foundation, dedicated to supporting the musical arts in performance and presentation. What do you want to present next?
Well, I think we should do one from Sky Song's CD.
This is Keith's new CD,
yes.
Which I have in my hands. Just got it here. 11 songs on it, all by Keith, I presume.
One of them is co-written with a friend in Nashville, but all the rest of them are just single rights.
And we're choosing?
Well, let's see here. How about...
Keith knows my favorite.
Well, I figured we'd do more than one, but this is the one I wouldn't mind starting with, Green Tomatoes. It's kind of a fall song, actually, fall or late fall, but we'll go ahead and play it here.
Well, it is warming
it's
up.
It's almost winter, isn't it? It's not quite winter, so technically I can still play it.
That's right, technically speaking.
But with all the snow up
here. A day or two, yeah.
It wasn't, there was no snow in Nashville. It was 50 degrees when I left the other day, so... What an awakening. Anyway, it's about having a garden, and you go out there toward the end of the season, and your garden is all tired, and there's a few little tomatoes that haven't turned green yet.
Red.
I mean red, yeah. So it's called Green Tomatoes.
Last green tomatoes on the vine, they're never gonna ripen up in time. It ain't been hot around here for quite a spell. I think we've seen the last summer's hell. Fat as they can be, they sing their little songs, but not for me. And the blackberry leaves are turning brown. Before you know it, cold is coming round. September comes and it brings along its tears. I always get a little lonely this time of year. Well, there's too much summer rain. Lord, I wish the sun would shine. Well, all my green tomatoes, they're rotting on the vine. Well, I'm still trying to find just what I ain't found yet. Lately, I've been thinking that I just might quit. Well, I started out fresh and green as a lime, but I wound up sliced and squeezed my last dime. September comes, and it brings along its tears. I always get a little lonely this time of year. Well, there's too much summer rain. Lord, I wish the sun would shine. All my green tomatoes, they're rotting on the vine. All my green tomatoes are laying on the ground. I have to plant some new ones when the summer comes around.
Green Tomatoes, Keith Arden's song from his new CD just out called Sky Songs, and joined by Sister Kathy on the harmony vocals here on Live and Local. Kathy, you said just a bit ago, before you started, that song, you said Keith knows my favorite song from the record, which sort of prompts me to ask, what is it you like about your brother's songs, generally?
Well, I'm a big fan of Keith and his music. I always have been, me and a lot of other people. But this particular CD is so warm. There, it's just got a warmth about it. And you know, you spoke about being sleepy. If you want to just feel a nice warm glow and lie back and hear something lovely, this is the CD for you.
If you want to take a nap.
I told Keith the other day, I said, you know, I'll tell you how much I enjoy this. I can even listen to this when I have a migraine. And normally, you know, a migraine headache is kind of shut down the sound and the lights. But I've had the demo of this for quite some time, not the finished product, but it's just so warm, and it just reaches out and envelops me, and all the beautiful sounds that he's put on the CD, not only vocally but instrumentally, and you know, then take that and combine it with the history that I have with Keith and our entire family, and some of the songs just really speak to my heart.
And then I paid her $50 to say that.
Although you didn't know I was going to ask her that. I didn't know I was going to ask her that. Well, do we get to hear the one that you especially like?
You want to do that one?
It'll probably be our last one, because I'm looking at the clock and thinking,
okay.
Wow, that's...
All right.
We've talked
so much. We're almost
done
already.
Well, it's... it's a down one.
Well, it's a.
We'll call it warm.
Okay, I thought maybe I'd do one that was up, but I didn't realize we were running. That's okay. I'll do the one you want to do, because you.
Another brother sister negotiation.
Because
I love
you.
It.
Because you.
Because you love her.
Because
you love her.
This one is called Poor Lonesome, and it is sad.
Let me say, there are a lot of songs that are very upbeat and they feel great. Drink the Farm Tonight and
Whoa, Little Nelly. Yeah, there's up tunes on this.
There's
too.
Some, you know, songs that show that Keith can still kick it.
So this one is about people that we've lost. It's called Poor Lonesome. Sounds better when you hear the fiddle part that goes along with it. I sure miss my mother, and I miss my dad too. They stopped being married back around 62. I miss my half-sister and my half-brother too. They're up in Ohio, where the hills make you blue. Poor lonesome me, poor lonesome you, poor lonesome everyone sure gets the blues. Well, I miss my friend Martin since that Thanksgiving day. We used to play guitars. Now he's too far away. We drove to the seashore and we dove until dusk. Found Davy Jones' locker, and then he never came up. Poor lonesome me, poor lonesome you, poor lonesome everyone sure gets the blues. But once I loved Sherry with a girl next door crush. Could not slow down. She needed the rush. She wore a hemp necklace when they laid her to rest. So terribly frail when they laid her to rest. Poor lonesome me, poor lonesome you, poor lonesome everyone sure gets the blues. Poor lonesome me, poor lonesome you, poor lonesome everyone sure gets the blues. Joe gets the blues.
In a way, that song is so sad it makes you smile. How could you do anything but?
Yeah, really. And, you have to.
and folks who were dear to memory, I guess.
Yeah.
Poor Lonesome by Keith Hardin. Keith on vocal and guitar, and Kathy backing vocals on that tune. And they'll be at the Shady Nook Pub in Saybrook tonight for a show from 7 to 10. And Kathy will be with Andy Baylor, the Diva and the Dude. They are tomorrow night from 6 to 9 at Black Rock Pizza in Lincoln Square in Urbana. And then Keith doing a solo gig tomorrow night from 5:30 to 7:30 at Silver Creek Restaurant in or near downtown Urbana. Saturday, Keith Solo at Huber's on West Church Street in Champaign from 8 to 11. And then next Monday, December the 23rd, at the Iron Post in downtown Urbana, the annual Keithmas celebration. Keith and Kathy and friends, Paul Sabuco, Gloria Rubel, Chris Miller, Matt Stewart, Bob Watson, and possibly others. 9
Bruiser?
P.M.
Yeah, Bruiser, Bruiser
be
yeah,
there?
That's
Bruce
right.
Romney, yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Bruiser's
Romney.
On suitcase drums.
And
so
the
go.
Time of our show tonight has been changed. It's,
oh.
We're playing from 9 to 11.
Oh, 9 to 11.
Yeah.
So you get to have dinner before you go out there. 9
we'll
to 11
eat,
tonight.
We'll eat dinner out there. They've got
okay.
great pizza.
That's tonight at Shady Nook Pub. Okay, not from 7 to 10. 9 to 11. But so there it is. If you want more information on Keith Harden, it's keithharden.com. You can find Kathy and Andy at the Diva and the Dude Facebook page.
On Facebook, yes.
On Facebook. And I really appreciate your coming back on the show. And
thank
we'll
you, Kevin.
Look
thank
forward
you.
To having you next time.
Thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Mike Pritchard, our technical director, our sound engineer, as always, doing a wonderful job. Hope you enjoyed the program. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Craig Russo of the Craig Russo Latin Jazz Project. They're playing in Decatur. I'll talk with Craig for a while. And then Julie Beiler and Michael Hammer of the Chorale. We'll talk about their annual New Year's Eve concert, which will be in Champaign. You're listening to 90.9 WYNL FM and HD Urbana with translator W293 AF Danville, NPR Classical Music and More for Central Illinois. We're a member-supported service of the College of Media at Illinois. It's 5 o'clock.